The following show is proudly brought to you by MTN Business. It's go time. Everywhere you go, MTN.
The Big Small Business Show is proudly brought to you by Saica. Choose a difference maker. Choose a chartered accountant.
Welcome to the Big Small Business Show, the show for all our fantastic creative entrepreneurs out there. Now, one of those creative entrepreneurs is in studio with me, and I'm not exactly sure how to introduce the work of my guest in studio today. His name is Mark Gregory, and it's just visually beautiful, inspiring, and capturing the essence of people we know. Let's have a look.
In Good Company is a visual art studio which works in collaboration with different brands and advertising agencies to create outstanding images which tell stories. The company was founded in 2019 when owner Mark Gregory took a leap of faith and followed his passion, leaving his long-standing business of 18 years.
After 18 years, I just felt like I needed a new start. I needed a new chapter in my life and I needed something different. And I decided to really take a risk and do something that spoke to my passion. And my passion is photography. I've been doing it for a number of years. And I thought, how could I take this passion and actually create it as a career? How could I commercialize this so that it would fund my life and be something that I'd be passionate about waking up every day and doing?
The company hires freelance employees on a project-to-project basis. Having difficulties transitioning to a different career, Mark Gregory aims at tapping into the international market and therefore seeks guidance from Milan to help navigate him to take his company to the next level.
My biggest challenge is I want to enter the space internationally and the path isn't so clear. So what I would like help from Milan with specifically is how to grow my visual art agency internationally. I would like to understand how to position my personal brand more effectively and how to reach the right people. What I would also like help with is some guidance on how to scale my business so that I still remain doing 80% creative work and 20% running the business. I think what most businesses, the challenges they face is that when they grow, the creator becomes the runner of the business and they do very little creative.
Welcome, Mark.
It's great to be here, Alon.
Right. So, I mean, that was incredible. I just love looking at you. Are really, really talented. I understand why you made the jump. But, you know, in my intro of you, it was hard for me to describe what you are. How would you describe what you are? Are you a photographer? You call yourself a visual artist. What are you?
I describe myself as a photographer and a visual artist, and my work is a blend of the two. I fuse photography, I fuse digital art. The world of modern art has changed, which has allowed that to happen. I call that visual alchemy.
Who buys your product?
I have two types of clients. One are typically leaders, CEOs that are running businesses, mm-hmm. that really want to stand out with a new type of imagery. Mm-hmm. And the second type of clients I have are brands. And that's where I enter into the world of commercial advertising, commercial work.
And which one do you prefer?
It's a blend of both. At the current point, I get about 70% of my revenue from the leader side. The exciting side is the brand world and the commercial side, because really anything goes.
And you use the likes of Photoshop, etc., to manipulate your photography?
That's my tool, yeah.
So how would you, it looks beautiful, but, you know, maybe my graphic designer at my office is equally talented. How in your industry do you discern talent? Like, is it just about brand building in terms of your name, or are there, would a person in the know the aesthetic that you are more talented than, for example, myself, which is a certainty?
I look at art very differently. It's not just about creating, just splashing together different elements and hoping that they'll stand out. I actually look at the psychology of people and understand who they are at a deeper level. What we saw in the visuals around In Good Company was really a story about identity, a story about greatness, and how we can bring that out. Like, how can we bring out the authenticity in people in a way that gets noticed? And I think that's something that not everybody has the skill in bringing out.
In the latter part of the insert, you spoke about, you know, that you don't want to work on your business. You actually are one of those rare individuals who actually wants to remain working in the business, doing the doing of being creative.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It is. I mean, I spent 18 years having built another business, a marketing business, and towards the end of that business, I ended up feeling like I spent most of my time running it, dealing with, you know, all the complexities of people in the business. And I'm a very creative soul at heart. So I think I spent 5% in a creative space, the 95 doing the opposite. And when I entered into this new career, I wanted to flip it.
So coming back to that now, how big do you want this business to get? Because, I mean, that will weigh in on what I say next.
So if I look at where I'm at now in the business, I would like to 5X that business. And the way I see that happening is really tapping into new markets, and those new markets are global markets.
So coming back to the 5X, does that mean that you're at 20% capacity right now in terms of all your time, Mark's time?
I feel like I'm at 70 to 80%, and I think that's my challenge, is growing and not getting into the trap where I then hire all other graphic artists and other people that are talented, and I do none of the work.
Do you have a signature? Is there something where I can look at your work and know it's yours?
Yes. And it's hard for me to say. I think a lot of people have said when they see my work, whether it be online or anything, it does have a quality to it. And I think that signature is the signature of people. So it's that element of portraiture mixed with digital art.
All right. So, Mark, it's time for me to sort of try and give you some ideas. In terms of going international, I don't even want to begin to pretend that I would know how to take a visual art business internationally. So I'd rather focus on the idea of working, and I've never ever had this question in 21 years of working with entrepreneurs. I've never had the question of how do you allow me to remain working in the business and not on the business. I've never had that. So I feel quite excited. You see, you're going to force me to be creative right now. If I think about other great visual artists, the artists, and South Africa's got a few of them. Some are prolific and some are not as prolific. So it sounds to me that you want some level of being prolific. In other words, producing quite a bit. If you're at 70 to 80% now, you want to 5 times that. Now, I wasn't that good at maths, but I know it's more than 100% of your time. Mm. So that means there has to be another mechanism by which you can produce more than you can produce. And the way to think about that is, can you take, so let's take this show as an example, right? So this show is half an hour. So that's one format of the show. But another format of the show could be that these, all the segments, the 3 segments or 4 segments could be broken up from the same show, could be reproductized in the show. So the same amount of effort went into the whole show, but then there's this productizing of the different segments that allow one to get more than 100% out of this show. So for me, that's sort of, if you take that as the thinking, it's about how do you create an instance where you are doing the creative stuff, then create the cascade of what that then breaks down into in terms of the other types of inputs. And I'm racking my brains here to give an example in your world, but perhaps you can think of this. But this is how I would start the thinking, is how do you take that same photo shoot and then produce 5 or 6 different products out of that exact same shoot, whether it's video, whether it's the art, whether it's the podcast, whether it's the what I learned from that. Because you're there, what else can you extract from that? So that means your time is multiplied and not just all used to produce one product. So that's the angle I would go towards. The last point here in terms of asking about your signature is that you need to start working very strongly on your signature. What is the Mark Gregory signature? So that I can identify it very easily, not what people say, but very deliberately work towards creating a signature that I can identify your work easily. If I look in the architectural space, which is also a creative space, there's companies that are that, you know, you can see it's such an architectural firm because they've always got a signature part of their design. I can look at that building and immediately tell you it's that belongs to that architectural firm because they always have that in there. What that allows you to do is that if you bring other people in, is as long as that signature is in there, when they start to take the deconstructed parts of that whole, of that shoot, for example, that your role is to make sure that that signature is in each piece, that your DNA exists in every iteration or every minor construct of that bigger, you know, photo shoot per se. So those are the two angles that I would go in. Multiple products from the same event, and when I say product, I'm using that in the business term, which I think you get, and then be more deliberate on the signature.
Thank you. I think that that idea sparked the NFT conversation, and it's really it's an idea we're looking at to take the book and put it into the NFT world.
That's exactly a great example of that. Well, Mark, we've run out of time now. I am incredibly jealous of your talent and also of your courage, really, to jump out of a business 18 years later and follow your dream. I think there are a lot of viewers out there who would give their eye tooth to be able to do that. So well done.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back straight after this.
Everywhere you go, MTN.